Press TV headlines. Iran's leader says any U.S. military confrontation with Tehran will not be restricted to the region. Also ahead, the U.S. president says the housing market is still a big drag on the country's economy. Criticism mounts over France's move to expel hundreds of Roma gypsies.
Hello, everyone. Those were the top stories of 2200 hours GMT, 2:30 a.m. where we are in Tehran. This is Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says if Washington chooses to resort to military means against Iran, the confrontation will not be restricted to this region alone. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. unless it refrains from bullying tactics in its approach. He added that Tehran will not accept talks because the U.S. insists on adopting a superpower stance. The leader said talks cannot take place when threats are hanging over them. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran cannot be pressured by the U.S. like other nations. He said Tehran will respond to any form of pressure in its own way. And with regards to Iran's nuclear program, he said Tehran will never forfeit its rights.
Russia says the construction of Iran's first nuclear power plant will promote peaceful use of nuclear energy. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has described the power plant in the southern city of Bushehr as an anchor that will keep Iran fixed to the non-proliferation regime. Lavrov says the project is running under the full control of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He made the comments on the sidelines of a regional summit in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. Russia is helping Iran build the 1,000-megawatt power plant. Fuel loading will begin next week.
U.S. President Barack Obama says an oversupply of homes built during the property bubble is slowing down the economic recovery. Obama says the housing market is still a big drag on the economy as a whole. He has warned that it will take some time to deal with the oversupply in the housing market. The U.S. president was speaking in Ohio on the final day of a three-day tour across the country. The campaign-style swing is aimed at promoting Obama's economic policies ahead of the midterm congressional elections to be held on November the 2nd.
Criticism is piling up on France as it plans to expel hundreds of Roma gypsies. The European Union has called on France to obey migration rules. The bloc says it is following the situation very closely. Romania's foreign minister, Teodor Baconci, is also concerned the move will spark xenophobic reactions. Human rights groups in Bulgaria have also criticized France. However, the French foreign ministry insists that the measure is being taken in line with European rules. The French government has said it will begin expelling to Romania and Bulgaria around 700 Roma on Thursday. There are about 15,000 gypsies and Roma of Eastern European origin in France.
In other news, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC, has asked its member states and the international community to supply urgent aid to flood-ravaged Pakistan. An OIC statement has called the crisis, quote, a disaster of gigantic proportions. It says Pakistan is unable to overcome the challenge single-handedly. The worst ever humanitarian disaster in Pakistan has affected 20 million people. The UN has also called on the international community to do more than just make empty promises. It says the aid is arriving too slowly and that humanitarian organizations are starting to run out of aid. Donors have sent around $228 million, about half of what the UN has asked for. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Jerusalem al-Quds have protested Israel's demolition of Muslim graves at an ancient cemetery.
Israel says it is raising the graves at the Mamela Cemetery in order to make way for a museum dedicated to tolerance and coexistence.
They know that it's very important. They did all things what they could do to demolish these graves and to remove it from here and to put buildings for tolerance and justice. Really, it is a big disaster and big joke. Where is the tolerance and justice on the graves, on the top of the graves of the others?
Israel destroyed some 300 gravestones at a cemetery earlier this month at midnight. The demolition comes as Palestinian groups had begun renovating the graves. Israeli officials allege the graves are all fake. This is while the centuries-old cemetery is the burial place of Muslim scholars and families. Israel raised over 1,500 graves in the cemetery in 2009.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Iran's leader says any U.S. military confrontation with Tehran will not be restricted to the region. The U.S. president says the housing market is still a big drag on the country's economy. And criticism mounts over France's move to expel hundreds of Roma gypsies.
Press TV, Tehran hosts a large exhibition on art related to Holy Quran. Stay tuned for that and much more. Thanks for joining us. Violence continues to rock Indian-controlled Kashmir. Indian security forces have once again clashed with pro-independence protesters in the valley. Thousands of people took to the streets of Kashmir's summer capital of Srinagar to protest the killing of three civilians. On Tuesday, police opened fire to disperse thousands of protesters in the town of Anantnag, apparently leaving three bystanders dead. Kashmir has been rocked by violent street protests and crackdowns since early June. The violence has left at least 60 people dead.
Well, hundreds of angry demonstrators have blocked a highway between Kabul and the eastern city of Jalalabad to protest the death of two civilians in a NATO raid. Amin Adami tells us more.
Hundreds of demonstrators blocked the highway between Kabul and the eastern city of Jalalabad on to protest the death of two civilians in an overnight raid by NATO forces, and police were trying to control the crowd to keep the demonstration peaceful. The protesters said the two men killed were innocent civilians, while NATO said its forces killed two insurgents. Experts believe that the rising civilian death toll by foreign troops will make it more difficult for them to succeed in Afghanistan.
The U.S. is making an important effort in order to win hearts and minds of local people in Afghanistan, but each time when we have civilian casualty, it impacts negatively the image of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
NATO said Afghan and coalition troops killed two militants and detained several others while pursuing a bomb-making expert who was making sophisticated explosives for the Taliban. Civilian deaths at NATO hands is the source of increasing friction between the Afghan government and NATO.
More civilian death will cause the distrust of foreign forces, which then lead to the foreign troops being able to go to different villages and cities.
This incident occurs at the time when the number of foreign troops killed since the 2001 invasion has passed 2,000, and the number of civilians killed in the first half of the year showed a 31% increase on the same period last year. This has led to resentment in Afghanistan and countries whose troops are killed here.
There is a resistance from the Taliban, and Taliban are able to adapt themselves to the ground and able to inflict more casualties to NATO forces. And this is probably one of the reasons a number of NATO countries, especially European members, are trying to pull back their forces from Afghanistan.
The Netherlands ended its mission in Uruzgan in southern Afghanistan 2 weeks ago, while Canada is scheduled to pull out of Kandahar province next year.
Many here believe that there is no other alternative to decreasing civilian deaths except withdrawal of the foreign troops from the country, as their long years of presence have not made the country any safer. For Press TV, Amin Alami, Kabul.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul says a ban on private security companies in Afghanistan could affect development and aid work there. An embassy spokesperson says the ban could have, quote, unintended consequences, including a possible delay of U.S. reconstruction and development assistance efforts. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has ordered all private security companies to disband within 4 months. The ban has been welcomed by ordinary Afghans who see private security firms as operating with impunity. In January, two U.S. security guards were arrested on charges of murdering two Afghans and wounding another in Kabul.
The founder of the WikiLeaks website says the Pentagon has expressed willingness to discuss the removal of sensitive data from a second batch of leaked documents relating to the Afghan war. The White House is seeking to dissuade the whistleblowing website from publishing some 15,000 more files about the war. WikiLeaks has already released nearly 77,000 U.S. military documents. Intelligence analysts believe the unpublished documents include more sensitive and telltale material than the classified items already in the public domain.
Lebanon says Israel has violated its airspace once again. The Lebanese army says Israeli warplanes flew over most of the country, including the southern town of Baalbek. The Israeli jets also violated Lebanon's airspace through the sea and roamed over the country for about an hour. Beirut says Tel Aviv violates the Lebanese airspace almost on a daily basis. The overflights are in violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which ended Israel's 33-day war on Lebanon back in 2006. Tehran's Quran exhibition is not only a place where one may get to know about different versions of the Muslim holy book.
Indeed. Now, in this event, one can practice their favorite interests in various workshops as well.
Those who like Quranic calligraphy visit this workshop, order whatever verses they want, and we write for them.
These workshops are related to our Islamic arts and Quran. This exhibition has given us a chance to offer these sorts of arts.
Calligraphy and painting workshops have been set up on the sidelines of the exhibition. Many people have taken part in these free classes to add to their skills. Meanwhile, a photo exhibition has attracted many visitors. The 18th International Quran Exhibition opened in mid-August and will run until early September.
Well, that one brings us to the end of this edition of the International News here on Press TV. For more news and headlines, always log